This strategy is called podcast guesting.
It's easy. It's relaxed.
You don't need to be some sort of a tech genius. You don't need to have your own podcast.
You just need a laptop. And it is the strategy that works today.
The opportunity to make money and bring new clients through the door is real.
You're going to be mining for gold in a field filled with gold.
Welcome to the Thought Leader Revolution with Nikki Ballou. Join the revolution. There's never been a better time in history to speak your truth, find your freedom, and make your fortune. Each week, we interview the world's top thought leaders and learn the secrets of how they built a 6 to 7 figure practice. This episode has been brought to you by eCircleAcademy.com, the proven system to add 6 to 7 figures a year to your thought leader practice.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the podcast, The Thought Leader Revolution. I'm your host, Nikki Ballou. And boy, do we have one of the world's most exciting guests, if not the world's most exciting guest. I am speaking, of course, of none other than the one, the only, the legendary Raymond Aron. Welcome, Raymond.
I'm honored to be on your show.
So great to have you here, my friend.
Now, I understand that you have created the unbelievable best strategy that works today. There's been all kinds of strategies that worked a year ago, 5 years ago, 500 years ago, but there's a new strategy that nobody knows, that you invented, that is really wildly working today. Tell us about it.
Great. I'm thrilled to do so, Raymond. So here it is. This strategy is called podcast guesting. What it means is being a guest on someone else's podcast. What makes this strategy so powerful and so effective? Number one, it's simple and easy to do. You don't need to be some sort of a tech genius. You don't need to have your own podcast. You don't need to have some massive list or big business with thousands of clients. All you need to do is be able to go on a show and say some words and explain what it is that you do and who it is that you help in a particular way that I'll show you how to do. And if you do this, the opportunity to make money and bring new clients through the door is real. And why do I say it works today? Because other than myself and a few of my students, nobody's figured this out. Nobody's doing this. All the other strategies that you've heard of, things like paid traffic, blogging, you know, launches, all those things have had their day. They've been super effective, but they're not as effective anymore. Why? Because everybody knows about them and everybody's doing them now. But nobody's doing podcast guesting. It's new. It's like digging for gold in a field full of gold that nobody's been in yet versus digging for gold in a field that was once full of gold but isn't full of gold anymore because everybody's dug it out.
That's a brilliant metaphor. Wow. But now tell me, give me a clue as to how much money we're talking about.
So Raymond, as you know, over an 18-month period, I had made $357,000 in sales. In the last couple weeks, I made another $3,000 in sales. So we're now officially at $360,000 in sales in under 2 years. And remember, Raymond, I've been doing this part-time, so I use other strategies to make money too. But part-time, 5 to 8 hours a week, I've made $360,000 in sales. So think about it. If someone like me can figure this out and do it part-time, I can teach you how part-time you can make 6 figures this year in 2024, 6 figures part-time while you're still doing all the other things you've always done to make money.
Hold on. Hold on a second. There are people like Brad Pitt, who make $20 million for a few months' work making a movie. There are people like basketball players who make $1 million a game because they're 8 feet tall. But I'm not 8 feet tall, and I'm not Brad Pitt. So I want you to prove to me that you didn't have a specific skill that allowed you to earn the hundreds of thousands of dollars? Can ordinary people do it? That's my question for you.
That's a great question. And the answer is a resounding yes. Raymond, you know a couple of people that have been your students that you introduced to me who did the program. One of them is a fellow from Belgium, a wonderful guy, but he's got a Belgian accent, right? He's not even North American. His English is accented. It's charming, it's wonderful, and all that good stuff. But this fellow, his first week, he went on a show and he made a 3,000 euro sale, which is 3,500 US or almost 4,500 Canadian dollars using the strategy that I taught him. And Raymond, he's made over $100,000 in sales in way under a year. It's incredible. You know who I'm talking about? Matthew Myhouse, as we call him.
Yes. Wow. Okay. So anyone can do it. And it doesn't take that much time because you when you agree to be a podcast guest, you agree on the time, the date and the time. So it's never a hardship for you because you do it whenever you're free. So it's not a hardship as far as time is concerned. And you don't need any particular skill. All you need is training from the one and only Nicky Ballou. And you invented it. Wow. Now, let me get some backstory on this. What was your thinking? Like, you must have kind of contemplated things and tried this and that. And like, how did you ponder this out way at the beginning?
That's a great question. So, Raymond, I think I shared with you that back in the times of the pandemic and the lockdown, I had a bit of an up and down experience in my business. There were times business was going really well. And then, you know, because of all the craziness in the world, there were times business was not going so well. This was almost necessity was the mother of invention. The way that we'd been getting leads in the past had pretty much dried up. And so I'm like, I need to find a new way to generate business. I need to figure this out. And I was talking to a fellow who had been coaching me, and he said, well, why don't you start being a guest on some podcasts? I go, okay, but people go on podcasts just to get exposure. They don't go on podcasts to make money. And he gave me a brilliant piece of advice, Raymond. It was Raymond-esque. That's how good it was. He said, well, why don't you go on the podcast with the intention to make money, to generate business, to have clients? Wow. And I was like, that's a great suggestion. So I started to write it out. I intend to go on podcasts to generate business, to make money, to find opportunities to be of service to people. That was the first step. And then I started to go on a bunch of shows. Now, Raymond, I did all this hard work so that people listening don't have to. I went on 100 shows before I got a single sale. But by making all the mistakes that people usually make and figuring it out and going on that many shows, all of a sudden, it was like a light bulb went off in my head. Like God said, this is how this shall work. Then I got up, I sat down, I read it out. And you may even remember, I called you and I said, Raymond, I think I got a really great way to make money. I'm going to try it out and I'm going to call you back. So I did. And within a very short period of time, after all of that hardcore digging, those 100 shows that didn't work, the next 20 shows I was on, I generated six figures in 20 shows. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. This works. And then I started to codify it and think to myself, I can't keep this to myself. I need to teach this to my students. I need to teach this to the world because there's tons of charlatan marketers out there, Raymond. You and I have talked about this. People that are unscrupulous, that go and take people's money and don't deliver anything from them. They're the bane of you and I's existence. We want to help good people be successful by giving them things that work. So what got me going was I want to be one of those people who make sure the good people don't get hoodwinked by a charlatan. So I got to bring this methodology out into the world. And that's why I've teamed up with you, because you're one of the good people, Raymond. You're one of the people who cares about people and believes in people and pours into people. And that's what's given me that passion, that fire to bring it to people. And then I did it myself. Then we had a few people like Matthew and others do it. It was successful for them. And then I thought, Raymond, this works. Anybody can do this. It's time to put it out there in a big way.
But there's something I don't understand. When I'm a podcast guest, because I'm really well known, and so I get invited to be a guest, they ask me questions like, tell me about writing a book. And I answer. And they say, what other things do you do? And I say, well, I teach people how to use AI. They ask me questions. Where do you live? Oh, I fled out into the country when the lockdown started. But answering those questions, I'm not going to make any money answering those questions. So what is the secret? Like, how do you not answer their questions? Or how do you slip away from their questions and say what you want? Like, what's the secret?
That's a great question. So it happened to me today. A fellow said, so Nicky, great to have you on the show. His first question was, tell me about your thought leader program. And I said, that's a great question. But let me start by telling you my backstory. Because the first thing that I teach, Raymond, if you recall, is you need to tell people your backstory in a compelling way so they can relate to you in a human way. And you need to relate your backstory to the main points you want to make in terms of how you help people. So he asked me to talk to him about my program. And instead, I didn't. Whatever question he asked me, my answer is, that's a great question, and I'm going to answer it. But let me first tell you this. And when I took him down the stream of my story, he got so engrossed in it that it was easy, and I led him to ask me the next type of questions I wanted to ask, which is, wow, this is amazing. This is so great. So tell me, Nicky, this story of yours that had you get into entrepreneurship after you left Iran and you're a champion for entrepreneurs and freedom, what had this lead you to want to work with entrepreneurs? I said, great question. And I took it to point 1, 2, 3, and 4. What we teach people to do is have a strong backstory and then have 3 or 4 strong stories that they can tell to make the main points they want to make on the podcast. And once those points are really clearly outlined and your stories are strong, so we don't send anyone to just go on a show and blab out whatever. We have them think out their appearance the way they would think out an 18-minute TED Talk. Every thought, every point is scripted. Does this mean every appearance sounds the same? No. You're going to have to learn to dodge and dance and move a little bit. But you need to make sure that when you go on a show, there are things you want to get across. And if you get them across in the right way, and your intention is to create an opportunity to do business, that's what makes it possible.
And it actually is the strategy that is working today that nobody knows about. Everybody thinks that the way you get rich is you host a podcast. Everybody thinks the way you get rich is you host a blog. Everybody thinks the way you get rich is to have YouTube videos and become an influencer. And then there's always a few people who do those things and make a great deal of money. And so everybody thinks, oh my gosh, I could do that too. And so everybody's looking in the wrong direction. They're all looking at the people who create the podcast and they're ignoring the guests. Yes. They say, oh yeah, a big person will bring in some the best guests he can. But Nicky's genius is focusing on the guest because the guest has no obligation. Nicky and I both have podcasts. Obviously, you're listening to it. But we have a problem, and that is I issue mine every Thursday. So that's once a week or 4 times a month. And I think you're the same 4 times a month. Is that right, Nicky?
I actually do twice a week, but I did 4 times a month for the longest time now.
And sometimes it ain't easy.
It's not.
Sometimes I'm halfway through the month and say, oh my gosh, I haven't interviewed anybody yet. And I call my executive assistant and say, is there anyone that's like we've tried to interview, but we kind of lost connection with them? Go back and get them. And here's a couple more people I can think of. And it's like a mad rush before the end of the month. Because if I do 4 podcast interviews, all I do is break even. I have to actually do 5 or 6 in order to build up my inventory so I can take a break some months. And so it's tough. It's tough. It's not easy. But being a guest is really easy. If you don't want to do a guest appearance for a month, don't do it. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. It's easy. It's relaxed. You do it at your own pace. You do it at your own date and time that's convenient. And whenever you do it, if you want to figure it out on your own, just from the tidbits of advice that Nikki has given you, then you'll have to figure it out like Nikki did and do 100 guest appearances to try to figure it out if you actually can. But Nikki is willing to teach it. That's his genius. He's got such a big heart. He comes up with ways that he think will work. He tries them. He tweaks them. He tries it. He cleans it up. He tries it. He improves it. And then when it really, really works, when it becomes the strategy that really works right now, then he offers it. So, Nikki, how do they get into it?
Well, Raymond, we have a date coming up, April 26th and 27th. It's a Friday and a Saturday. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to post the link in the comments to this wonderful, wonderful episode and on Facebook as well. So people can just click on that link. And we're offering the show at the same price as last year. A lot of folks have increased the price of their programs from 2023 to 2024, you know, using the old inflation reason. And it's a good reason because inflation is a real thing. It's been happening in a big way. And I totally understand it. But we wanted to make sure that we kept the price at the same price point to make it affordable for anybody to do. And Raymond, the price is the best part of this because these types of programs in the past, you know, I've sold programs, two-day programs for $10,000, $7,000, $8,000, $5,000. This program right now is just $2,000. That's it. That's it. It is an incredible bargain. The return on investment that you can get for a $2,000 investment is six figures. I'll tell you, I don't know about you, Raymond, but if someone put an investment opportunity in front of me and said, invest $2,000 and by the end of the year, you're going to have $100,000, I'd take that 16 ways to Sunday. Every chance I got, it's an incredible offer. And I just highly recommend to you that if this is you, if you're looking for something that is going to help you get leads, get great leads with great people today, something that works now, that doesn't require you to spend tens of thousands of dollars on ads or become some sort of a technology genius, check this out. This will help you. This will get you there.
And you're going to be doing other events after April. Let's say they're listening to this podcast after April. How did they contact you?
Well, you know what? Simple as that. They can go to my personal calendar link, which is ecircleacademy.com/appointment. But the link we're going to place in the chat for people and in the notes, that's going to be an evergreen link. So if the April date doesn't work for them, we're going to be setting up dates for June and for August and October, et cetera, et cetera. There'll be plenty of dates happening. But for right now, the one that's coming up is in April. So I hope you can make that one.
I want you to understand something. You might say $2,000 because you're comparing it to nothing. Because before you were listening to this, you hadn't intended on spending any money. But I don't want you to compare it to zero and say, oh my gosh, $2,000 is a lot more than nothing. I want you to think not of the cost, but of the benefit. If you want to open up a McDonald's, the franchise fee is $1 million. And then you have to build out the restaurant. So it costs several million dollars just to get into a McDonald's. And you're guaranteed to make money because it's a McDonald's. But heck, if you spend a few million dollars, you want to make money. But here, it's not several million dollars. It's not even $50,000. There's no physical equipment that you need. There's no cranes that you need or contractors to come in and build things. You don't need an office. You just need a laptop. And you already have one. And so this is a startling opportunity. And it is the strategy that works today. And the most brilliant way I've ever heard it explained is how Nikki explained it at the beginning of this program. He said, you're going to be mining for gold in a field filled with gold, as opposed to mining for gold in a field that used to be filled with gold, but now that opportunity is passed. This is the new future. This is where it is. And it's Nikki's brilliance that uncovered it. Nobody teaches it. Nobody. This is your opportunity to be way ahead of the curve. And curves are important because you either get buoyed up by the wave or you get crushed by the wave. If you're swimming, you can swim at maybe 1 mile an hour. But if you catch a wave, you can suddenly be going 20 miles an hour. But if you swim the wrong way and the wave comes at you and you don't realize it, you can be crushed by the wave and drowned by the wave. I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't want an extra few $10,000 bills. I don't know anyone out there who doesn't want a few extra $100,000 bills. And that's what Nikki's offering you. Wow. So repeat the link for everybody.
So the link to get on my calendar is ecircleacademy.com/appointment. The other link, I'm sorry, I haven't got it memorized. I'm going to make sure in the future we have it as a nice, small, repeatable, memorizable link. That's note to self, but we'll make sure we post it down in the
comments. But it's in the show notes.
It's in the
show notes. They can see it in the show notes.
Yeah, but I'm going to make a shorter version of it next time we do one of these. That's a good note to self.
Okay, so what you just noticed is that this is live. And when things are live, sometimes there's a bit of a wrinkle in the deal. But you know what? We're telling you from our heart. This is not a super memorized sales pitch. This is two guys sharing how amazing one guy is. And it's Nikki. He's amazing.
God bless you, Raymond.
My name is Raymond Aaron, and I endorse Nikki Ballou.
I love it.
And his amazing podcast guesting concept. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, Raymond. Thank you so much.
This episode has been brought to you by ecircleacademy.com, the proven system to add 6 to 7 figures a year to your thought leader practice.